Good to see everybody made it back.
With this film show, Greg, and in particular, anything jump out at you?
A lot of stuff. Yeah, that was a a lot of things happened in the course of that game.
Mostly good.
Well, a lot of good and a lot of things we need to correct. You know, if you just look at the game, happy about the way the offensive line battled. You know, certainly not where we need to be, but they battled and fought, and that's what we needed to do against that defensive front. And obviously Doug made the most of that. Defensively, you know, the obvious issues with the pass defense. We just it's not any one person. It's not any one thing. We just need to get better. And we'll work very hard at that this week. With Philip Rivers coming to town, that's going to be a challenge. So we need to get it fixed in a hurry.
Coach, when a guy as good as Palmer throws 61 times, he's going to get some yards, isn't he?
He is. You got to make sure that those yards aren't over the toppers, though. Doesn't matter how many times he throws it. You know, we have to be able to defend that. It takes a lot of, as you saw, you know, like a couple of those drives, they moved the ball, but eventually we came up with a play. And as I've talked to you guys a lot about offensively, when we hit our shots, those flyover zone where you don't live to see any of the holding penalties or the illegal procedures or the negative runs, you know, it's the same way defensively. If you give up a shot, they don't live to see those things. And we need to make them earn it, because most of the times offenses will mess it up. But when they take that shot and hit it, we don't get to see that. So that's something that we have to do a better job of. Conjunction, pass rush, and coverage. But again, my hat's off to those guys, because they came up with three takeaways. They stopped them in the clutch. And, you know, that's what team football's about. So we were able to do it. You know, in the kicking game, we had anytime you have a kick blocked, to me, it's inexcusable. We got to figure out how to be better there. But on the flip side of that, you know, huge. Rondé comes, and you know, when we come with the corner fire on the punt block and Rondé makes the play just as he's supposed to do, you know, we get the ball at midfield. Those are the things that are, you know, can be turning points in games. Had they gotten that ball and were able to drive down. So all those things come into play.
Doug, Greg, when you're using Doug, do you have a long-term philosophy on how you want to use him this season, or is it really a game-by-game on how many touches he gets? Or I guess what I'm asking is, how do you keep him fresh and yet keep him as an integral part of your offense?
Well, I think you have to, you know, we're going to need to use LeGarrette in a role that is clearly defined. And we just need to keep track and make sure that he doesn't get too far out of whack, you know, as far as reps go. But he's a guy that I think gains strength during a game the more touches he gets. And, you know, probably a lot of tailbacks would tell you that. You know, the more touches I get, the more I feel it. But I think Doug is physically has trained to be a back that can do that. So now we just got to make sure we don't go too far with it.
Do you keep track of, like, sure, even for the whole season?
Keep track of the season. Within the game, you keep track. You know, how many touches, you know, plays and touches are different. You know, if he's in there and he's pass protecting, that's different than 11 guys are trying to put their face mask on you. And, you know, usually three or four do when they get you down. So those shots have a cumulative effect. When you're one-on-one blocking or, you know, you're running a flare route, that's a lot different. So we keep track of plays and touches.
Is it tougher with him because he's a rookie as opposed to a college player who the most he's ever played is maybe 12 games in a season? Now he's getting into a season where he's playing possibly 16 games?
Right. Well, I mean, he's ultimately playing 20 guaranteed, right? Although I think maybe, Doug, we didn't play that last preseason game. But, you know, right now he's at the end of an official college season, you know, and there's no month off before the bowl now. You know, he's
so
at the midpoint.
Hard to gauge?
Well, I don't know if it's hard to gauge. You just have to make sure that you keep an eye on it. And he does a great job of taking care of his body and in preparation for it, you know, building up, and then now during it. And then we have to help, you know, during practice. We got to make sure we watch. We don't make sure he only gets the plays that he needs to get, all those kind of things.
Great. For you, what was the most impressive thing that Doug did yesterday? Yards aside, that's the obvious, but something you saw out of him and the way he was running, what really stood out to you?
Well, I think he's really trusting his track, trusting his plays. You know, he's, because when a lot of those plays, you know, you see he comes popping out of there. You know, it's not like there's a hole. This, you know, the hole's about that wide, and Doug just trusts the play and is patient. And sometimes, you know, good backs, when they run like that, they kind of pop their feet for a second if it isn't there right before, and then they burst. You know, guys that just are never going to be good backs, they run their face right into the back of the blocker, and it's a 2-yard gain. And when to tell him to pop his feet and when not to, because I'm not talking about a bunch. I'm just talking about a momentary hesitation. When I talk about that patience that he has, that's more than just patience like you and I would have, you know, when you're getting frustrated. It's patience that he can feel when to slow it down just a little bit and when not to slow it down. That's hard to teach.
You know, the people who have followed this team for 30 years in this town have never seen a stretch of offense like this. I mean, you've covered it for 20 years, have never seen offense like this. What is it about offense that makes people not lose their minds but get so excited, intoxicated, more than good defense sometimes, because we cover good defenses here. I mean, get caught up in it and just...
Well, that's the most exciting part, right? I mean, that's what people come to see. The deep passes and the long runs and scoring. I mean, they have a scoreboard for a reason, right? It's not a, you know, it's not a yardage board. It's a scoreboard, and people like to see scores, you know. And I don't blame them. I like to see it too, but it's exciting stuff. And those are usually the guys that are scoring are your skilled athletes, which those are fun to watch as well. Some of the stuff they do is impressive.
Can it cover up some things? I'm sorry, Ryan. For instance, I think New England and New Orleans and Green Bay didn't really have highly ranked defenses last year, but they paddled quite a long way on
sure
offense.
It can.
I mean, does that go against your basic thinking? I mean, you're a defense guy. And
well, you know, I'm a winning guy, you know. that's all I want to do. And how we do it, I think what happens when you look at those teams that have good offenses and maybe their defenses don't show it, there's two things that happen. Number one, the faster you score, the faster your defense is back out on the field. So that's one thing. And the second thing is those defenses may not statistically be yardage and those kind of things, but they make plays in the clutch. They come up with takeaways. And, you know, you'd like to have, right, when you have an ultimate team, you have an offense that's firing on all cylinders, and you have a defense that's snuffing it out pretty good. And it's not bend and then make a play or, you know. But, you know, we're not there. And 3 weeks ago we weren't where we were offensively. So we're a work in progress for sure, but you know, we just keep moving along. They should gain. Again, I keep coming back to that phrase, cumulative reps. As we keep going and we're practicing the same things, we should get better, right? And you should get a finer understanding of the little details. And hopefully that's what we're seeing. You know, some of those plays that are being made against us, we have to figure out why we're not, we're just missing them, because they're not by much. I mean, literally, they're, but that's the game, right? It's a game of inches.
Could you speak to the effort of Levante David, 16 tackles yesterday, and tell us how he's progressed from first game all the way up through yesterday, game 8?
Well, I think what Levante's done is he's been very consistent from game 1 all the way through game 8. He's made plays every week. Another guy that you worry about when you're talking about Doug, you know, the length of the season. And he's not, you know, he's not an overly big guy. He's an athletic, fast, tough guy. But the cumulative hits, you know, so we got to make sure we keep an eye on him as well. But really, I think playing at a high level, certainly playing un-rookie-like, if you will. I mean, the way he's playing, he's performing well.
It seems like Freeman's playing at a high level the last 4 games, taking care of the football. What have you seen from him especially just – I mean, as the offense goes, probably starts with him.
I think he is doing just what you said. He's understanding what's most important, and that's the football. And sometimes that allows you to have 400-yard passing days, and other times it doesn't. But I thought some of the times where he tucked it and ran yesterday, you know, just a little thing. But at the right before the half, when he throws the ball out of the playing field, right? Now, we didn't score 3 points, but we had an opportunity to. You know, sometimes quarterbacks, you know, you watch every week how at the end of the half things get messed up. You know, there was a miscommunication on the one. I think we were all kind of what's going on that one. You know, I think there was a conversation between he and the official, and it, somehow it got misunderstood. But overall, I think he's moving and operating the offense the way we want him to, and he's doing the most critical thing, and that's taking care of the football. And if you do that, you're going to have a chance to win every week. Thanks, guys.